Thank you. I have no disclosures. And how many folks in the audience, our communications director would like to know this, how many have any familiarity with this tool, Leading Through Health System Change? Okay. Well, that's good. This is a great opportunity for you. And before I forget, there's a little information card in the back in case you want to take something away to remember this by. So the Health Policy Center has been working on the Affordable Care Act before there was an Affordable Care Act. In the fall of 2009, we started thinking about what might happen related to the Affordable Care Act. And we realized that there were implications around financing, service delivery, public health, coverage and access, quality, and well-being, and that there was a real opportunity in this for public health to address both technical and adaptive challenges. You've heard this morning about adaptive leadership. Really think systematically about all the changes that were happening and think about strategic action and innovation and really take advantage of the Affordable Care Act and how folks could move forward. So a little bit of history. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention had some concern that health departments really weren't taking action around the Affordable Care Act and came to the Georgia Health Policy Center 4 years ago and asked us to help build a tool that would sort of get health departments into action. And so in 2013, we launched the original Leading Through Health System Change, and just in the past year, our relationship with the Maternal and Child Health Workforce Development Center has really allowed us to build that tool out with an additional module that's very specific to this area. But it's built on this concept of adaptive leadership that Heifetz and Liske proposed in sort of the business area. And they emphasize these differences about technical and adaptive challenges. Technical challenges are really easily defined. There's a standing operating procedure, and adaptive challenges are much harder to define. There's no clear solutions, and we may never have seen it before, and I think a lot of health departments were sort of feeling that way when the Affordable Care Act came out. What does that mean for us? How will it change the way we do business? Is there even a role for us going forward? So some examples of technical challenges are building a hospital, fixing a broken computer, and we actually used to have on here brain surgery, because brain surgery is very complex, but there's actually a manual that tells you how to do brain surgery. The health reform law is in both of these columns because there are some things related to health reform that are, okay, we must get a health exchange up and running. But most of it is very adaptive. You know, we couldn't anticipate the things that would be changing. So we created this tool. Think of it as a decision support tool. So you have questions. This tool helps you work through those questions. Similar to that parable, we don't give you a fish, we teach you how to fish. And so it's built on the concept of guided practices. And the original tool had three guided practices, and now we have the maternal and child health component. It is free of cost. All you have to do is a simple registration process. It's available online, and you can do all of your work online, and it will save itself automatically, and you can come back to it and share it with other folks. You can work in it as a PDF workbook, and there are videos and modules built into the tool that help guide you through it. There are five steps built into this tool, five-step planning process, and we'll just go through those briefly. The first is about defining your question. So as I said, we teach you how to fish, but we give you one example to help you get started, and maybe this question is one that would resonate with you. How can Title V professionals identify and monitor improvements to maternal and child health outcomes resulting from health system transformation? And so this tool helps you break that down and get into action around that question. The second step is collecting all the information about the Affordable Care Act related to that question. As was mentioned earlier, that's a real desire of health departments. Help us get smarter about what health reform is. So baked into this tool, again, is health ACA information specifically related to this question. Things about insurance access, coverage and preventive health services, and even community benefit and how that might relate to the question. Step three is to think about, okay, we have this question, so what might some of the options be? And again, we give you four examples, four options, and you can see them on the screen. You can, for example, continue to provide direct health care services to women and children, including children with special health care needs, all the way to the most adaptive option, number four, take or assume a leadership role in building and developing supportive infrastructure for systems serving mothers and children. For each of these options in the tool, there's a series of questions that help you think about this, and you fill that out as you go along so that you can reflect back on that later. Step four is applying adaptive actions. These adaptive actions were created at the Health Policy Center several years ago when we were working with 15 organizations around the Affordable Care Act and how it might affect their organizations. And there were eight adaptive actions that really came to the surface to help folks think about their question and get into action. They were questions around influencing decisions, educating others, planning under uncertainty, staying abreast of new information, creating new partnerships, building workforce capacity, building information technology capacity, and building care coordination capacity. Again, built into the tool are a series of questions about each of these adaptive actions. So it helps you, some of these might not apply to your question, but it helps you think about it with the question prompts within the tool. And again, it saves all your information automatically. And then all that's really good. You sit and think about this and plan with a group and you work through this, but it really doesn't live until you implement a plan. And so the final step of the tool is transforming those ideas that you came up with in the process into reality. So we have questions about staffing, program implementation, project guidance, determining the most effective structure. So how might your staffing change related to the ideas you've come up with related to your question? Budget and funding strategy is really important when you have these new ideas, especially if they're more adaptive. What about project costs? What about one-time cash expenditures? What about your line item budget? Again, those questions are built into the tool and you work through them step by step and fill in those answers as you're working either by yourself or with a group. And then finally, a management plan. How do you manage new activities and staff? These questions, again, guide you through the process and you fill all this out. In the end, this is what it looks like on the website. When you come to the page, it's an easy, as I said, an easy registration process. The video, the little blue arrow that you see there is a video that lets you see the overview of the tool and give you a good sense if this would be appropriate for you. And that's the web address, acaplanningtool.com. The MCH module is on the bottom of the list on the left-hand side of the page if that's your particular interest. And if you need more information, you can reach me at this web address. And as I said, there are cards in the back if you have or need further information. So thank you very much. And I'm the one that needs to head to the airport. So thank you for allowing me to step out.